Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and welcome to the Fire It Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today, we have Sue Frederick, who's the author of I See Your Soulmate, and we're going to get a sense, an experiential sense of her powerful intuitive powers and how you can navigate love and work by using some of the techniques that she offers to her clients, her coaching clients. So welcome, Sue.
It's a pleasure to be here, CJ.
So, folks, I'm just going to call out to you. So, our number for folks who would like to get a reading is 1-800-930-2819. So, that's 1-800-930-2819. So, make sure to leave your name and where you're from, and we'd be happy to do a reading for you in the next half hour. So, Sue, let's start with me. First of all, let's actually talk about your book. Let's talk about your book and you know how you basically decided to write this book and then let's go back to me.
Okay. All right.
We'll do a reading for me. So tell me about your book.
Your listeners may know me also as the author of I See Your Dream Job because I've been to Seattle several times speaking in many cities speaking from my book I See Your Dream Job, which really shows everyone that they have a mission here and that their life lines up in the flow of grace and success when they do their true work in the world. And then the newest book, I See Your Soulmate, brings that same message into our relationships and basically says, if you're alone, single, brokenhearted, it means that you need to work on you and your direction and finding your soul mission. And doing that will allow your soulmate to come stand beside you.
Interesting. So when I do my soul mission, I will find my soulmate.
Right. And you already are doing your soul mission, CJ, because you're a wise, old, beautiful, nine-path soul here to help the world, to enlighten the world, and to bring healing, uplifting ideas to the world, which you're doing with your show. And I don't know anything about you, but you would also be really good having a practice where you counseled or coached or intuitively read clients. Do you do that?
I do. I'm a life coach.
Well,
you
let's
are
pick
good.
It up a notch, sweetheart. It needs to be a spiritual or an intuitive coach more than a life coach because you have been here many thousands of lifetimes. You've got powerful intuition, powerful connection to the highest realms. And, you know, your path also has pain in it, has had pain as we all have. Mm-hmm. But really this next year for you is a year of great expansion into the confidence of your truth, of your true message.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Can you just call me every day and say that?
Yes. I will.
Intuitively, you can just kind of in your mind put it as a to-do and your intuitive self can call my intuitive self and remind itself.
Perfect.
All right, so here's the question. So you're saying that, and I guess the question, and what I found interesting about your book, I See Your Dream Job, which I read, is that you're doing your soul mission even when you feel like you're not doing your soul mission. So even when I wasn't being a spiritual intuitive, I was working at Microsoft and I was doing marketing. I was a CFO. I mean, I was doing stuff that felt completely different than what I'm doing right now. I'm still on my path, aren't I? I mean, that's what I liked about what you said in your book is you're still doing your path.
Well, here's the thing. We all have reinvention points. And, you know, when you this part of my work comes from Pythagoras, the guy who created our number system in 580 BC. Funny thing, he was a mystic, and he said numbers had energy and meaning beyond quantity, and our left brain world deleted that whole part of Pythagoras' message and just decided that four meant four apples, but he said it meant strong and enduring and determined. And he also said we all have these nine-year reinvention cycles, and I've studied this since 1980. When I hit my own reinvention cycle, my husband died in my arms. I was 29. Okay. And someone, you know, I went to see a therapist and all sorts of things, and nobody was helping me until a numerologist showed up and gave me a reading about my agreement with my husband, Paul, about how the fact that I was in a nine-year reinvention point, and I had to let the past go, and clearly showed me a whole new direction that would unfold the following year. And I went, seriously? This is all mapped out? We can know this before we go through our trauma? And I started studying it all in 1980. And I am absolutely convinced, with all the students I've worked with, all the coaches I've trained, that once you understand where your reinvention point is, you don't fight it. You just embrace the change, let go of the old, step up to the next level of your work, and that, like, you moving from that career in Microsoft, is that what you said it was, Microsoft?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You moving from there, where you were learning important things about yourself and your ability with people, to then kick it up to another notch where you're bringing that knowledge and that wisdom to the world. Mm-hmm. Blatantly, truthfully, honestly, and then mm-hmm. you'll hit another reinvention point, and I can tell you it's exactly in 5 years, and at that point, you've completely let go of a need to fit into conventional titles, and you're really the spiritual intuitive guide then for thousands of people.
So it's going to take 5 years for me to get there? Okay. All right,
you know,
I'm there.
Next year is a huge opening, and you're going to get a lot done next year, but it keeps growing. I mean, we never stop. See, that's kind of this myth that we're handed. It says you get that good career and you do it and it lasts for a long time, and that's baloney. I mean, consciousness is changing so quickly here. The vibration has sped up so fast that when we hit a year of change in our reinvention cycles, everything goes mm-hmm. and we step up to the next level. And mm-hmm. that is how life works. It's constant evolution to the next highest level. And if we don't fight that, our life works out beautifully.
Right. So I assume that you calculated my five-year reinvention by looking at my current year and then saying, okay, the next year, the nine-year. So you use numerology, which was to take my month, the month I was born, the day that I was born, the year that I was born, converted it down to one number, which my number is nine, then figured out not only what my path may be, which is a spiritual and intuitive coach, but then also to figure out, okay, I must be in my 4 year, I guess, which means that 5 years from now, I'll have hit my 9 year, which is a reinvention cycle. So that's how you actually calculated all this.
Right, but what I do also is I put my hand on, I write down a person's path, Aquarius 9 in your case, and I put my hand on it, and then I close my eyes, and I get all kinds of images and feelings, and I work purely intuitively from that point. I mean, the gateway, I always tell everyone, the numbers are the gateway, just like some people use a tarot card as a gateway or mm-hmm. something like that. Because the numbers were handed to me as a tool 40 years ago, they're a very comfortable tool for me to use as a gateway into my intuitive connection. And for example, when I work with clients, I'll figure out their path, meditate on it, and when I call them up to do the session, I've already downloaded all kinds of guidance and insight for them in my meditation before we even get talking. And that's how I use the numbers as the gateway.
And so when you're actually tuning in, Are you picking up, and when I read through your book, it seems like you're picking up stuff from people who have passed, you're picking up, what are the energies that you're picking up when you're tuning into the piece of paper and tuning into that person?
The first thing I feel, and it's overwhelming, and it's always been true for me, the first thing I feel is the great potential you brought to this lifetime, what your soul intended to do with this lifetime. The next thing I feel is your pain story, the pain that has gotten in your way, possibly made you doubt yourself, possibly thrown you a little off path, because that's really important. We all have that pain, and once we identify it as our fuel to do our great work, we use that pain then to move forward. And the next thing I always feel, and this is my third book that'll come out in 2013, it's called I See Your Loved Ones on the Other Side. I can always feel a departed loved one, if they want to give you some sort of positive statement about moving forward, I call them in. I mean, I don't consider myself a psychic, like I'm not here to talk to your dead uncle about the missing key in the dresser, you know. But if any of your departed loved ones are willing to help you see and remember your own great mission, I bring them into the session.
Fascinating. Wow, what an incredible gift for your clients, honestly. It's something that I would love to learn how to do, because I think because there's so much information from all different realms. So we are going to talk to you on the next break and get some more information about how you do your work and how you can actually use your work to find your soulmate. So many thanks to you, Sue Frederick, an intuitive coach. And we are going to be right back, and you can actually find more information about upcoming classes by going to careerintuitive.org and then selecting workshops and speaking. And she will be coming on October 26th to the East West Bookstore. We'll be right back.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
I'm CJ Liu. Thank you for listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today we have Sue Frederick, who is an author of two wonderful books, I See Your Dream Job and also I See Your Soulmate. And in 2013, she'll be having a book coming out that's called I See Your Loved Ones on the Other Side. So welcome back, Sue.
Thanks, CJ.
So, CJ, I
love it that you played that song, All You Need Is Love. Because as people know who work with their intuition, the heart is the seat of our intuition. Mm-hmm. And when we open our hearts and feel love for someone, our intuition comes pouring through.
Mm-hmm. So do you, and you know what's interesting is I don't know whether people who pursue relationships do that all the time nowadays. They're off online, you know, trying to find, like logically find their...
Right.
Their soulmate.
And that's the problem, you know. I mean, I work with a lot of clients and I train coaches mm-hmm. to help people navigate love through heart and intuition rather than our crazy monkey mind, which, you know, the monkey mind wants to say, oh, my partner needs to look like this, have this career, do this, do that. And, you know, that might not be at all the soulmate that you agreed to meet in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. So in a way, you're sabotaging yourself by looking for love from your head rather than your heart and your gut, because your intuition is always right. Your mm-hmm. intuition is your inner navigating system that you pre-programmed before the lifetime began to get you where you needed to go in this lifetime.
So my birthday, we were going through, is February 15th, 1963. Now how am I going to use that information to find my soulmate? I'm married, so I think I've already found my soulmate, and I had shared with you my
yes.
husband's numbers.
In
but
fact,
how
your,
would
husband,
I...
your husband is a master soul, number of 22. He's a very powerful, enlightened old soul. The two of you together have been through many lifetimes together in different kinds of relationships. And the intention you both brought into this one was for you to help him remember his spirituality, his higher purpose in life, and for him to bring you to your great higher purpose in life. And if you neither of you do that, or if you refuse to believe in the higher parts of yourself or of your journey, then the relationship gets in trouble. And I don't know what he's doing for a living, but your husband hits a reinvention point in 2013.
Oh, my goodness. And, next year. Wow.
Yep. And if he's not working what I call master soul work that he's supposed to be doing, his career will definitely have a shakeup. And you, as his wise, intuitive coach, can help him start looking for a whole different kind of work. And also the number of the relationship you two have together, meaning the energy of it, the agreement, is the number four, and that means it's enduring, it's long-lasting, it's a bond through many lifetimes, many traumas, many everything, and yet it does require work.
And what was that? And similarly, when you do, when you actually do a reading for someone, you put your hands on their numbers, and you get a sense of the pain story, and then advice from the departed loved ones. Do you do that for a couple? Do you do that for both, or is it a merging of the two? What can you find when you look at my husband and mine? What are our pain stories and messages from departed loved ones?
Well, first of all, with your husband, and what's his first name?
Gideon.
Gideon. With Gideon, there's so much sensitivity around his beautiful soul. I mean, he's been very wounded at times, probably in childhood, with getting his feelings hurt, you know, being told he was too emotional, and then began to cover that up so that it's almost like an armored marshmallow sort of thing. And he presents to the world this powerful outer shell, but he's probably more intuitive than you are. And yet, would you agree?
Yes. Well, I don't know. I actually think not as he expressed it, but I don't doubt that for sure. I mean, he's very intuitive.
And what happens to him next year is something shifts that allows him to begin to see that his sensitivity, his intuition, his emotionality is a gift. And he's going to use it to do his work and to help the world, and he's not going to hide it anymore.
That's nice. I like that. I like that for him. As his wife, I'm happy to hear that.
And what is he doing for a living now?
He does writing.
That's great. So it's about now changing the content of the writing to even a more alternative point of view.
Yeah, he's making sure that the upcoming social responsibility, you know, the companies that are oriented around social responsibility, that they to help them with their strategic planning and thinking about that in a more thoughtful way.
So I would say that's beautiful. That's really good 22 work. And in his future, he'll even bring a spiritual piece into that. Now, I am not talking about religion. Everybody knows there's a big difference between religion and spirituality. And spirituality is simply our complete and utter understanding that this is an energetic universe, that we are spirits on a journey, that the physical world is our illusion, and somehow bringing that point of view down into the drama of physical life and enlightening it with understanding.
Interesting. I think that he would be great at that. I can see that. I've been actually funny. I guess I've been doing my job because I've been encouraging him to do that all along.
Oh, that's great.
That's great. So when you actually look at the two of us, is there anything in using the work that you did in your book, I See Your Soulmate, what does it tell you aside from the things that you, is there any other kind of pain story? Or did loved one story?
Well, here's, you know, for the two of you, I would say that if I were going to give you homework, I would send you off on like a meditation retreat weekend where you're forced to kind of sit quietly out of your comfort zone and do some meditation and then talk about life from a different perspective than being caught in the everyday drudgery. It's like your relationship needs for you two to get out of the drudgery and into that place of inspiration and detachment in order to reconnect deeply and make an agreement about this relationship for the next 9-year cycle and where it's going to evolve.
I love that. We actually, when we first got married, we did that. We sat down and we went to Sedona. And we said, we need to sit down, like, exactly what we want our marriage to be and what's going well, what's not, what we want it to be, where we want it to go for the next. And actually, that was probably, you know, 15 years ago. But
so next year, 2013, has to be done again.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. So here's what I'm hearing you do. You basically look at the two dates and you use that as a gateway, as you said in the previous segment, and to tune into the energies of the people and to use the various guidances that you get to help. So do couples call you up frequently, or does one person call you up and use their birth date, or how does it work?
You know, I've been seeing individual clients for 11 years, and every one of them, part of the form when they register for a session, I say, give me the name and date of birth of your significant other. And so if they're dating somebody or if they're in relationship, I get that information. And it's always been a part of my work, even when I was doing a career session with someone, because it's all tied together. You know, and you can't reinvent your own life unless you understand the role that your partner plays in it.
Yeah. And how do you, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she said, well, I don't really think we're meant to be together, or I'm not sure we're supposed to be together. And as you mentioned, and even when looking at my connection to my husband, it takes work, right? It takes work.
Definitely.
And it means that both of us have to be following our intention. And if we aren't following our intention, it's not going to work. But it doesn't mean that it's doomed, right? Or is it certain times relationships where you just look in the number and you're like, nope, move on?
Okay, so let me just say, we all have a few different soulmates who are going to drop into our life at different times with purposes of helping us evolve. But we all also have the one ultimate soulmate that it's like coming home to. Mm-hmm. And that coming home to soulmate is the one that we get when we're really living our true life and being who we came here to be. And that's the agreement. It said, I will come in to support you in your greatest work, but you've got to take steps on your own to show that you're willing to do that and get there. And then I'll be at your side. And that's the ultimate love relationship that we all look for.
I feel that with Gideon, that he is my ultimate soulmate.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You guys have done this dance many times before.
And can you tell how many lifetimes we've had be together?
No, I don't even like to talk about past lifetimes specifically, because I think people get very hung up on that. And there's a reason why we can't remember our past lifetimes. It's too much information, and it confuses us in our journey now, because all we're supposed to be focusing on now in this lifetime is getting the great mission accomplished that we agreed to do before this lifetime.
And if we
focus on all these past things and past pains from other lifetimes, it's almost like it murks up the water, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a much better way of looking at past lives than I think I've thought of, and other people when I've talked to think of. So thank you so much. What a powerful piece of work. So folks can go to your website, careerintuitive.org, and then go to the workshops.
They can pre-order I See Your Soulmate on Amazon, too.
Okay, excellent. And then any other info that you'd like to share with listeners?
Yes, if you all pre-order my book, I See Your Soulmate, and email me the receipt, I'll send you a free soulmate workbook.
Yay.
Which will help you figure out your own relationships.
Okay, and is it clear where they should send the receipt to? Do they just send it to your, is there email on your website that they can send it?
Yeah, if they just visit careerintuitive.org, they'll find my contact information.
Great. Thank you so much for being here. So fascinating piece of work.
Thank you.
All right, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Net. naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.